end of the day, the Torah Jews and Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, just before we get into the holiday shilas, just a quick one. What are your thoughts about buying flowers this Shabbos? Any issue with buying flowers? Absolutely not. We say that Shabbos overrides everything. In fact, when it comes to Suda Shlishis, the third meal, there's always a debate. You know, imagine you don't usually sing. Let's say you usually don't sing Mizmor LeDavid. And Pung this week you want to sing Mizmor LeDavid. Absolutely no problem. Ramosha Fanshan's got Shiva to say it overrides everything. Sure, you can buy flowers for Shabbos. Shabbos is normal. Someone told me that he always invites loads of all his children to come over for Shalosh Shudders. Someone said it's not in the spirit if everyone comes this week. It's not so posh, it's mutter not to come, because it's Pefarhesia. The Pasha says to carry on as normal. There is a musug of, obviously when it comes to Shkia time, as soon as it comes to Shkia, that's already a time where you can't eat, and all the halachas apply. By the way, sitting high doesn't apply till nacht, so really, you can stop eating the meal, stop eating so the shlishes when it comes to a Shkia, but there's no inyan to sit low from Shkia. Okay, it could be a problem to sit low from Shkia. It's only Nacht, putting on, keeping your shoes on, that also applies till Nacht. It's only because it's Shabbos, really. You have to be Choshesh, that really it's Shabbos. You can't do Avelis on Shabbos. So obviously, you wait till Nacht. Then you see, Baruch HaMavdu B'Kodesh L'chol, obviously that's the major thing. Someone who needs to eat, what would you say to Avdolah? So someone who comes to Motzei Shabbos, it comes to Tisha B'Av, and they... Or let's say they have to eat in the night time or in the daytime they have to eat. But this year, because you have Shabbos is Erev. By the way, Shabbos afternoon, it says, Erev Tisha B'Av, Shabbos afternoon will be Erev Tisha B'Av. The Ramah says not to go for a walk on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, I have to tell you that it's been on my mind for many years when Shabbos falls on Erev Tisha B'Av. Shabbos is a long day, and if there's children at home, and children like to be taken to the park a lot of times, a lot of people have a minute to go Shabbos afternoon after the cholent, or later on in the afternoon. Should a mother refrain from taking the children? She's got a 3-year-old, she's got a 5-year-old, she's got a 7-year-old. Should the mother or the father who takes the children, should they refrain from taking the children to the park, to go to the local park, Broughton Park, wherever it is, on Shabbos afternoon, which is Erev Tisha B'Av? What would you say? The Ramah says, Lo Yitayel. What would you suggest? What would you say to that? You could think Lo Yitayel means you should stay at home. It's not so clear that Lo Yitayel means for adult to go and enjoy themselves. So the children, there's no problem at all, because there's no problem. Avelis only kicks in at the age of 9. So, and for the mother, for the father, they're just checking the children out. There should be no problem whatsoever taking the children to the park on Shabbos afternoon. Even Boris Johnson understood that when it came to COVID, that you can take your children, you can go out once a day just for a breather. There's no way. Sorry. All right. So the Maisa is, although let me make it very clear. Although the Ramah says Lo Yitayel, that's referring to an adult, a person who's negeah to do avelis from the age of 9, really. Then Lo Yitayel, and the post can say, because it'll end up being Lidei Schoik and Kalas Rosh, you can meet up with friends of a stump to take the children out and not to get involved with Schoik and Kalas Rosh. There's obviously, there's no reason to be Machmir, and I saw also Chukki Chaim a few years ago, he mentioned also no Makoris for it, but I don't think it needs a Makoris. The Ramah who says Lo Yitayel refers to an adult for himself, but for children, it's the best thing to do, if it's not raining. Then you've got the washing clothes. This is interesting. Okay, we're going to go in order. So, Motzei Shabbos, you have some people which need to eat. So, should they make Havdalah before they eat? Should they make Havdalah on grape juice? Or should they make Havdalah on Chama Medina, which is something which is not grape juice? Maybe coffee, beer. Someone who needs to eat might not want to have beer or tea. So there's interesting views on this one. Some places can say no. The Chaznish says, nowadays we don't have Chama Medina. Chaznish's opinion was, nowadays we're not Cheshav for Chama Medina. We're not Mekel, and therefore you should have grape juice. On Mamash Tisha B'Av. Other places can say that it says that when it comes to Erev, Suda Mafsekes, if a person has wine, it's a big klala on him, Shulchan Aruch mentions. So therefore they say, on Tisha B'Av itself, Kol Shekin is a big klala, so therefore you should stay away from grape juice. There's big views on this Shaila.
So they have to talk with milk.
That's a good Ma'aser Rav. You shall know, Rav Poskim did go with Chama Medina. That's better to go for Chama Medina. It's better to make Havdalah on coffee, to make Havdalah on tea or beer, more than grape juice. If you haven't got, if you're not up to it, then grape juice is fine. So interesting noise of how you learn. It's quite a geshmaka topic. Okay, by the way, when it comes to Maariv, Mincha, Erev, Tisha B'Av, there's no Sitzkoscha, and there's no V'yitzin L'cha, there's no V'hinoyam, and there's no V'yitzin L'cha, you just go straight out to Kodesh. Okay, here we get to the Shilas on Motzah Tisha B'Av. A lot of people have already got scheduled their holiday. They're going on Sunday night. Most people are not going Sunday night. Most people are Satanists. Most people are going to be going, a lot of people will want to go Monday morning, afternoon, even if they go late on the afternoon, like 5 o'clock, they've got a whole stack of washing to get through, and you know, you have to leave time for drying and for folding, and it's always the last few minutes that you can't leave everything for then. So is there any way to wash before Chatzos on Monday? We know that the Ramah says to be Machmeh for everything till Chatzos after Tisha B'Av, till Yud, which is really Monday afternoon, which is Chatzos. When is Chatzos now, Moshi?
1:15.
Thank you. Month 15 is Chatzos, so you've got, so really Monday 1:15, and it shouldn't be anything. Ma'aser, the Halacha does bring the Mamar Motcha that says it's only for Bosar v'Yayin, but when it comes to other things, it's only a Minig, and therefore the Shev Talevi, Rebbe Fat, was this? So music is also the same Shaila. Can you be Meikel? Really, Chorinish, from Chatzos. But when it comes to Shaz Chak, then Rebbe Fat's got Shuvah, that person can be Meikel already from the night time, straight after Tisha B'Av. For those people, I remember when I was younger, I was desperate to listen to music. Now that time of listening to music is already long, long finished. It's hard enough to listen to in shul when you come to. But more than that, I'm not crazy into music now. But I remember when you're crazy into music, there is a musuk, Hamekel Yesh Hamilesmeich, because you have these shittas, the Mamar Motcha held, that from Nacht, the only thing which is Negea is Bosa of Yain. That's the only thing Negea. We are Machmeh, and we try and keep to everything till Chatzos. No music, no everything. But where Shas Chak, especially when it comes to washing laundry, then it's okay already from Motzah Ta'anis, which is a Kula. Rebbe Fal used to say, try not to arrange your holidays so close. Obviously, you make it Lachatchila a day later. It's always not. We're not living in an ideal world. Sometimes your holiday house is not available then. And therefore, if you're in that situation, already from Nacht, it feels funny, but already from Nacht, make it, a person can be Mekel in a Shas Chak. The Shevet Alevi also gives the go-ahead to do washing. He loved Afka speaks about music. Music, you can say, maybe push yourself to Chatzos the next day. So that every person himself has to know.
You mentioned Havdalah.
If you use Havdalah, very good. Havdalah is posher that you can and should use Havdalah. Yeah. That's posher. Hagam, no, because the whole heated debate was on Tisha B'Av, where Rav Eliashiv understood that on Tisha B'Av is Medina de Gemara. Again, the Gemara only speaks about one time that you can't have wine and grape juice. Only one time. The only time you can't have Pesach and Kippur, the only time you can't have it is Suda Hamafsekas. So the Geshmaka debate is, what about having grape juice and wine on Tisha B'Av? Rav Eliashiv says, Koshikin, you're included in Chazal's Klola. For a person, Chazal gave a very bad Klola, Kufnun Dalet, Sif Chafei, V'chol O'ichel Boso Yishoy Siyayim V'Suda Hamafsekas, Olav HaKosov O'imev Atihi Avonisim Alas Moisam. It's a very sharp Loshna Posuk. So, Rav Eliashiv says, Kol Shekin, if a person ends up having grape juice on Tisha B'Av, he's included in Medina de Gemara, he can't. The Briskrov said, nay. Briskrov said, only the Sudam of Sekes is a worse time than Tisha B'Av itself. Just like you find by a mace, Rahman al Islam, then Oinain is only also Bos of Yain, only before Kavura, after Kavura's Muta. Oval is allowed to have Bos of Yain. It's a very fascinating topic how they all deal with it. Let's leave that aside, but certainly a normal Motzah Tisha B'Av, like this year, certainly a grape juice is absolutely fine, and that is the
Chatzkela.
No, it's itself, we don't have this past Motzah Shabbos, he did find that, but it's more kolodik when it comes to Motzah Tisha B'Av. Okay, let's get back into... Sorry?
Washing in the morning is better than in the night.
I was thinking about that. I don't think there's any nafkim in that. I'd come with that person's mekel, good shayla. If a person's mekel and he doesn't see it, I forgot to mention, Rabbi Falk was very stark about, if let's say someone's leaving Monday 6 o'clock in the afternoon and they realize they can do one or two washes for the adult clothing on Monday afternoon after Chatzos, and before Chatzos do the children's washing together with the adult's underwear, that's where Rav Eliashiv, that's where Rav Fatz got Shuvah to say that's better. because then Meikadin, it's anyway okay during the 9 days. So that's something to consider. He says if you can do everything before Chatzos, which children with adults' clothing which get very dirty, so then that's something that he was okay with. And after Chatzos, but again, it's not always ideal to, it's not always mamish bang on like that. Sometimes it plays out a bit differently. You have to be makel. Okay, let's think about shilas. I want to throw into shilas, a few shilas. When it comes to holiday, my message is I'm very busy 3 hours before Shabbos every single holidays, looking at pictures sent by emails and everything. You know, is this okay? Is this okay for carrying? You should know one of the luxuries that we have is that there's an Erev, whether you keep it lachatchil or not, it's not Megea, at least there's a backup. And there's that Nechoma that you know there's Epes Erev, you know your garden, you know exactly, you live in it, you know exactly what the story is. When you go to a holiday house, you don't know if you can walk out your front door. It's completely wild, the halachas of where you can and where you can't. You'd be surprised if you would think that you can carry outside, and you look at it, there's no mechitzas. So 3 hours, there's always 3 hours before Shabbos, you get the messages, the pictures. Really the best is as soon as you come to a holiday house is to really chap what's going on regarding the carrying. It's all right for yourself, but if you're going with other children, other people there, then they really need to know clear guidelines. What's the story we're carrying on Shabbos? And it's very wild. The Matzias is possibly very wild of when you can and when you can't. So the best thing is that straight away to have a look and, you know, gather your bearings on when you can, when you can't. I was on holiday once in, up north, and I looked in as soon as I came that night. I looked into the area. I went all the way around, and in the corner there was bushes, and I looked. I went further, and I could see there's a string in the far corner. There was Taka Piritz in the corner, Bekeren's office, and I saw there was a string. It was very nice to see that someone, I mean, I'm assuming, someone Yiddish was there, and he put a string. He chapped that there's a shayla of Bekeren's office, and it was very hard to find because it was beneath the trees, and it was very nice to see, very soothing to see that someone was on the ball. So, obviously, it's kedai to make sure that you're on top of it. Just to bring out the point of how complicated things get, it actually doesn't do justice at all in throwing in 2-3 minutes here at all. This is just a typical example where you don't know what to look, you don't know what to look for. It's messy. And what it is that someone had a holiday house, a very big back garden, and the only piritza that he had, everything was fenced up till this tree. Everything was fenced up to this tree over here. The only thing that wasn't fenced up was this area in between these two trees, this thick tree and a thin tree over there. This was the area that was open. Now, if you measure, you're always allowed to have up to 10 amos, quite big, 4.8 meters. 4.8 meters is quite long. But once it's 4.8 meters, you have to minimize that area. You know, you have to be very creative to minimize. You can use bins, because it's high tent for him, and you can minimize. You can use a car. Now, listen to this chilek. This is beautiful. You can only use a car, a low car. But my estima is 25 centimeters below below the car to the floor is 25 centimeters, and that's called mechitza tluya. It's not called a proper mechitza. It's a fascinating thing. If you want to make you want to minimize your area of 10 amas, so you think you can use a car, but you can only use a low car, or you can use your car. With my car, when it's probably all packed, maybe it goes lower, and then you can maybe don't open it empty out for Shabbos. But you could use your car and then put it underneath it. You've got to be really creative. I'm just saying it's very wild when it comes to Hilchos Erevin. You need to make sure that you're minimizing your ten amos. Now, you're going to say there's another tree over here in the middle, more to the right side, so that's minimized. The ten amos is there's no ten amos in between these two trees. There's another klal called Osi Avira Mahai Gisa Mabatale. That's a complicated topic in Hilchos Erevin, that if the area on both sides is thicker than the actual oimut, which is the tree, then we'll mevatale. Osi avira mehagisa, mevatale the middle. You've got to make sure that the right side is thicker than the empty area. So what I spotted there was a bench, and I told him to put it upright and lean it on the tree. You can't take it off on Shabbos because leaning is another thing. Once you've done that, you've now made you've thickened your mechitza over here, and there's only a small gap over there, and this whole area is considered mechitza, and this is less than 10 amas. This is just one of the many examples. Again, you can go through loads of them where it's kedai to do it earlier because it's a bahola to do it just before Shabbos. It's something really kashmak. It's sometimes adds a lot of spice to summer holidays to work out how you can work. A little small thing can make the whole thing okay, and a small piritz in the corner can make it already a problem, even if it's less than 10 amas. Just something to be aware of. Just by the way, you have to always be careful about Tchum Shabbos. Besides for the halachas of carrying, making sure that you're fenced up, you've also got to make sure that that if you're in the countryside somewhere, you haven't got far to go. And you should know, just to get your bearings on 2,000 Amas, each Amma, if you think about it, is 6 Tefachim. Every Tefach is, let's say, 8 centimeters. 8 centimeters. So 8 centimeters times 6 is 48. Times 2,000 is 900. I thought about it before. 960 is 960, which is, 96,000, which is basically almost a kilometer. Just to get bearings. What's this? Almost a kilometer, right? What's this? Oh, so if you're in a town, usually you've only got usually you would have Alpine. So if you have Alpine from where you are, so then I did it on Google Maps. You can see that the marshal from Old Torah to over here, if you walk down Stanley Road, it's exactly the tchum. It's exactly 2,000 number. Exactly, it's 960 meters. It's not far. The marshal. Just to give you another example, from the top of Leicester Road to the bottom of King Square, is also that's the Tchum Shabbos. Can you imagine? You know when you turn into to Leicester Road, so from there till the bottom of Leicester Road, Devonshire Street or something, that's 960 kilometers. I'm coming from Google, very easy. You can right click on Google. It's very very easy to work out. Meters, 960 meters, which is exactly the Tchum Shabbos. Just another example, King's Road in Prestwich. Is 760. It's short of just the King's Road, just from Bury Old Road to Bury New Road, is 760. So you're short another 200. You go up a little bit more. So you just picture it on Shabbos. I think King's Road is a quite good yardstick to know that anything more than that is already a shail of Tchum Shabbos. It's not so difficult, depending on it. If you want to go for a long walk, it can get very tricky. Then sometimes double covering food. A lot of people, when they want to put in a chicken or kugel, they want to put in an oven for Shabbos. And knowing the halacha that people like to double wrap things that they put into a non-kosher oven, that can sometimes play. It's very nice for Hilchas Kashrus, but sometimes it can play a problem when it comes to Hilchas Hatmona. The halacha is that when it comes to Hatmona, you can't have something double wrapped and placed near a source of heat. Now this is double wrapped. Yes, you did it for a different reason, but at the end of the day, it's in an area. If the oven is on when Shabbos comes in, if the oven's off, then the Shabbos makel about this in Rishon and Zayin. But if the oven's still on, even if it goes off later, the food is in a matzav of atmana. So you have to make sure again. All these sort of things are quite geshmaka things. What happens if you have just more of a random shaila? If you go to a house, old Victorian house, a lot of times you go up the old stairs. And you go to the landing, and you'll see on the landing that the banister is short. Have we discussed this year? Yeah. In normal houses, they're at least 80 centimeters. Sure, they might not be as high as you would like. We would like to get the Chazon Ish, which is 96, 97, 98 centimeters. Really, most of our banisters that we have on the landing were not yotzei the Chazon Ish. Really, Malka is a mitzvah deraisa. When you go up any stairs in your landing, there's a mitzvah deraisa to make sure that your landing is covered. The way up, we're not choshesh. The Mechilta says Mefurish, on the way up the stairs, we're not choshesh. But on the landing, we are choshesh. You measure your landing upstairs. You'll see it's a bit short of 90. It's 90 or 92. Ideally, Rebbe Fatz God Shuv on it, they all speak about this. Ideally, is to make a bit higher, to reach to a meter or 96 centimeters to make sure you get the Chazon Ish. Somehow. It's a big machlok. It's rented. The Maisa Shulchan Aruch state Mefurish. That is a din in the Soicha. It's a din in the Soicha to make sure you have a marker. And at the end of the day, it's the Seichah's responsibility to make sure everything's okay. By mezuzah, you find 30 days in Chutz Laretz leeway, but you don't find that leeway regarding marker. So it's an interesting chap. If you go to a very old house and they've got a low marker upstairs, that's you've got to make sure it's 80. If it's less than 80, you're going to. 80, make out in 80 centimeters. 80 centimeters. 80 centimeters is okay. Below that, you'd have to make sure that you put something there. Sometimes maybe suitcases could be high enough. You have to put something which is okay. Just to finish off, a tiny thought, when we get to tefillah, is this American that said, that obviously when it comes to bin Azmanim, it's not easy to make sure to get all tefillahs with a minion. He's a millionaire. He says, better to be a millionaire than a millionaire. So that was his American way of putting it. And the mitzad Torah, we say that, kvata ishtim la Torah, kvisa ishtim la Torah, there's a beautiful Shara Tshuva, that says, what's the lashon kivata ism la Torah? The Gemara says, the Shaar Tshuva in Siman Kuf and Vav, he quotes the Haflah, kvius is lashon from stealing, like the Gemara says, kovan planya, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, or hayikba adam alekim, it's lashon from stealing, can he steal Hashem? So he says, even if a person's Torah, he has to make sure to steal time to learn Torah. That's the, when a person's asked, kavata ism la Torah, did he steal his man? When it comes to the time a person's Torah, the only way to get through it, to get some learning in, is by stealing time and running off to do some learning. Sure. Yeah.